Governor-elect Tom Wolf blames his predecessor for Pennsylvania's fiscal woes, but he'll face the same, if not more, daunting challenges. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the Commonwealth's precarious financial state promises to preoccupy the incoming governor.
Wolf seemingly never missed an opportunity to blame Governor Corbett for the Commonwealth's financial problems.
I think we actually have a failed ideology here.
The thing is, legislative gridlock prevented things like a pension overhaul, which all three major ratings agencies cited as cause for Pennsylvania's credit downgrades in 2014. Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's warned of more downgrades unless the Commonwealth fixes its finances. Pensions are expected to be a major cost driver in the near future, along with prisons and human services. And worse credit means any borrowing will be more expensive. On the revenue side, Independent Fiscal Office Director Matthew Natal identifies problematic areas that are gradual yet complex, like the state's aging population.
Older individuals don't need to purchase furniture or new cars. They'll spend a higher proportion of their income on health care or prescription drugs, which are non-taxable. More of their income becomes non-taxable.
Other areas are more straightforward, such as shifting taxes to keep pace with technological changes, such as fewer landline phones. But no matter his preferred changes, Wolf is a Democrat seeking cooperation from a majority Republican legislature, and that task eluded a governor of their same party for 4 years.
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.